it looks like Chris Hogan is eating up all the reps and making all the catches. Can you talk about his development, what you've seen from Chris?
Yeah, Chris has done a great job. You know, he's a guy who I would consider an everydayer. He comes to work, you know, ready to go, very assignment-oriented, and he's made some huge catches for us on these third-down conversions.
Can you talk about your internal clock, EJ? I know it's important for every quarterback, but it just seems like your level of comfort here in week two, it seems like your clock is running consistently where, you know, here, okay, I got to get it out. Can you just maybe speak to how you feel, what your timing is?
Right. I think just the more I'm working with the O-line, you know, those guys have done a great job, especially this week, you know, picking up the defense's blitzes, you know, their looks. We've been communicating very well at the line of scrimmage, you know, and so that allows us to really pick it up. And for me as a quarterback, when you know you're protected, you can truly just sit back there and just, you know, pick the defense apart and, you know, just distribute the ball to those receivers. Cyril did a great job coming in. You know, today filling in for a guy. So I'm very happy, especially those young guys. The more reps they get, the more it's going to help those guys later in the season for us.
Oh, it's only the first preseason game, but you've got an extra one this year. Have the coaches even addressed the fact that you have an extra one to work with? Do you think it's going to change how you approach each and every one of them?
We just see it as our first game. So it's not like, we have five instead of four. You know, we're just processing it as we have the Giants this Sunday, and that's just kind of how we're going to look at it.
What do you think are realistic expectations? I mean, there are some pieces that were there last year. I mean, this is kind of year two for a lot of you guys.
Right.
How do you kind of, are your expectations raised in light of that fact going into this first preseason game as opposed to last?
I'm not really looking at expectations yet. You know, I'll probably start looking more into that on Friday or Saturday. We're still working, you know, each day against our own defense. So, you know, we haven't truly, like, broken down any film on the Giants yet. But obviously we want to go out there and put out a great product. It's national TV. You know, it's the kickoff of the NFL season. So, obviously we want to start out with a bang.
So when your work is done on Sunday night, what are you kind of hoping to come out of that game with this conference?
A productive night. You know, a bunch of good drives. We move the ball. You know, whether we score a lot of points, that's awesome. But I think the main thing, we just want to see guys get in and out of the huddle, you know, obviously go through plays and just execute. I don't think, you know, this is our first game, you know, so we just need to go out there and practice what we've been doing out here every day.
EJ, I know you're trying to beat him each day in practice. But what are your views on Stephon Gilmore as a quarterback?
Oh, Steph is awesome. He and I have a great rapport back and forth with each other just as far as what he's looking at. As far as at me and what I'm looking at for him, you know, so I think the communication he and I have, and we were good friends before we, you know, got to the Bills. I played against him in college as well, the communication we have back and forth is very good, and I think we're both, you know, benefiting from that. And obviously, him going against Sammy every day, Robert Woods every day, and Mike Williams is only going to help him, you know, when he gets into the real season.
I think you mentioned on the radio this morning about doing some film study of quarterbacks that you this offseason. Could you elaborate on that for maybe people that didn't hear?
Right. I watched Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, Andy Dalton, Nick Foles, Cam Newton, quite a few guys, Colin Kaepernick as well, who I also worked out with. And that was just simply, you know, seeing what they do, good and bad. You know, whether they have a great game or a bad game, I wanted to see how they would bounce back the following week. There wasn't anything specific I was looking at technically as far as what they do, but I just wanted to see how they were week in and week out because I felt like those are some of the more successful quarterbacks in the league, and I kind of see a little bit of my game in each of those guys.
How do you think it's benefited you?
Tremendously. I think a lot of the throws that I've started to make this year, at least attempting to make, you know, I wasn't doing it last year. I think instead of being more cautious, and not that you're being dangerous with the ball, you still want to obviously take care of the ball, but, you know, our receivers, they want to make plays. They want the opportunity to make a big catch. So I think watching like a guy like Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees, they cut it loose. They allow the receiver to go out and make a play and earn their money. So I think that's what I've started to do this past camp.
Do you think you need to maybe open it up a little more, you know what I mean? Like when you say that, take a little more chances, you know, again, throw a jump ball every play, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, I think we've done that these past couple weeks. Hopefully you guys have, you know, been watching the practices. So I think we're throwing the ball vertically down the field, hitting the seam, throwing the deep ball very well. And the guys are doing a great job, you know, tracking the ball and catching it. So the ball's not always perfect, and that's what, you know, that's what football is about. You know, it's a game. You got to go out there and make plays, and that's what we've been doing.
The 99-yard pass to Sammy Watkins, what happened on that one?
Well, I just dropped back and threw it, and, you know, he ran a great route. You know, and it was against Gilmore, which says a lot as well. You know, being backed up, that's, you know, kind of your dream as a QB. You get a chance to have a 99-yard touchdown or a reception. So You know, Sammy did a great job stacking them, and, you know, it was a huge play for us.
Has there been any discussion with team coaches about, you know, being on the showcase and on the stage this first game of the season?
Not yet. We haven't really, like I said, discussed the game itself. I watched a little bit of film on the Giants, but nothing extensive. You know, I think we still need to focus on the practices that we have here at St. John Fisher first. And obviously, you know, toward the weekend, we'll get more prepared for those guys.
Is it an honor, though, to play in this?
No doubt. No question. To have, you know, Andre Reed be somebody who is being inducted into the Hall of Fame. And obviously, with Mr. Wilson passing not long ago, to be able to go out and play against the Giants in the inaugural game of the season, you know, is a huge honor for us. And, you know, we're not going to take it lightly. We want to go out there and make our Bills family very proud.
We're almost 2 weeks in now. I mean, it does seem like the offense has been making some gradual strides. Would you say that's accurate and that it's probably just a natural training camp?
Definitely. I think we have been making strides. And, you know, even the dog days of last week, you know, I felt like we still were making strides to get to this point. You know, it's not always going to be perfect. And like I said, the O-line, they've been doing a great job. You know, they're going against, you know, some great guys on the D-line. And like I said, our communications has really picked up. So I think that's just allowing us as quarterbacks to have time to throw the ball downfield to our receivers.
And how much of that is part of the process, too? I mean, there's so many new pieces to this offense.
Right.
But you look around the league, any team, it's going to be a progression from week one to 2 to 3.
Yeah, no question. I think we're progressing along the timeline that we want to be progressing, you know. So we're still, I think, four weeks away from the opener in the regular season. So, you know, as long as we continue to put a brick in each day and get better, I think we'll be more than ready to go against Chicago.
Last two practices have ended on red zone.
Robert Woods in the corner the last 2 days. Is that a play that you think you weren't able to execute as well last year and now because of a whole year working with Robert Woods?
I don't really recall. We didn't do that drill at all last year. I think that's something that I'm happy Coach Marone implemented for us. And it's been like the past 8 practices that we've done red zone at the end of the practice, just like a quick 7-on-7. And I think it's helping us, one, be more physical in the red zone because it's tighter. Obviously, the throws have to be more on point and on time. But at the same time, we're comfortable down there. You know, it's not like it's a foreign area for us. So I think that's one thing that we wanted to get better from last year. Our percentage wasn't as high as we wanted it to be in the red zone. So as long as we're above 60%, we've been like 70% the past couple of days doing it in practice. So I think that's going to really help us.